All right, let's take our Bibles this morning and turn to the Old Testament book of the Psalms. And we will look specifically at Psalm 14 this morning. Psalm 14. All right, let me ask you a question. How many of you have a roast on at home? Raise your hand. Maybe you have a roast. All right, a couple of you do. All right. I'm just going to go ahead and tell you right now that I'm probably going to go to about 5 after 12, all right? We did a lot of singing this morning, and I didn't want to take away from that, but I don't want to take away from the message either. In order for you to get it all, I've got to have about 5 minutes. So let me warn you, when your watch or your phone starts vibrating at 12 o'clock telling you it's time to go eat, tell it to hush. Because I'm not quitting until I'm done, okay? So I just want you to know that. Now, if you absolutely can't stand it and have to get up and go out, go ahead, and we'll all watch you when you go. All right, verse 1 of Psalm 14. It says here, the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. Now, let me read that again. The fool. Now, I didn't write this, okay? I want y'all to understand that. I didn't write this. God said this. This is what God said. Old Norse didn't say this. God said this. I'm just reading to you what he said. So don't get mad at me. The fool. God says a man who says there is no God, and I'll show you a little bit more what that means in a minute, but God says that man's a fool. And then he went on to say, they, the ones who deny God, they're corrupt. They are corrupt. They have done abominable works. There is none that doeth good. The Lord looked down from heaven upon the children of men to see if there were any that did understand and seek God. And what did he find? Well, he found they were all gone aside. They are all together become filthy. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. Have all the workers of iniquity no knowledge? Have you ever asked that question? Have you asked yourself recently, doesn't anybody have any sense? You have, haven't you? That's what God's asking here. Doesn't anybody have any sense anymore? The whole world's gone nuts. All right, so go back to the first phrase. I'm not going to take the time to read the rest of this. I hope you'll read it when you get home. But in the first part of that first verse, it says, the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. Now, you'll notice the words there is are in italics. And it's in italics because the King James translators put it, the there is, to make a complete sentence. Really what David is saying is the fool has said in his heart, no God. That's a mindset. That's a philosophy. The fool has said in his heart, no God. Let me say it this way. The fool has said in his heart, no God. So no matter how you slice it, a life without God, God says, is foolish. Think about it, folks. Who's our creator? Who put the air here? Who put the food on this planet so we don't all starve to death? Who put the water here that we must have? And for a man to just throw his hands up in God's face and say, no. God says, you're a fool. All right, let's pray together, and then I want to speak to you this morning a message I'm just simply going to entitle, The Atheist. Let's pray. Father, I pray you'll bless the message this morning, and I want to thank you so much for what we witnessed here, for these men, members of our church, walking down here with the various flags and the anthems from all the services. Lord, what a branches of service, what a blessing. And thank you for these folks who defended our nation and are defending our nation. Thank you for each one of them. Bless them today. Help them to realize our appreciation. I pray that you will bless now the message from the Word of God. Your Word is quick and powerful, and I pray that it will encourage our hearts this morning and give us some understanding of what's going on in our world today. I pray that you will guide my thoughts as best as I know how. I yield myself to you and pray that you will help me to say what I need to say. And may we leave here today encouraged about things and more determined than ever to let our light shine for the Lord Jesus Christ. If someone is here today and they're not sure that they're saved and on their way to heaven, may they realize people need the Lord. We all need the Lord. So, Father, speak to hearts, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. We are in such a struggle in our country, as has been evidenced this week in the election. I think at this point, our nation is about as deeply divided as our nation has ever been. We are engaged today in a great battle for the culture of our nation. That's where the battle lines are being drawn, over the culture of our nation. The struggles facing our country today are matters of the heart. They're heart issues. And those heart issues are reflected in the struggle that is taking place for the soul of our country. The battle that we're witnessing right now is not Democrat versus Republican or Republican versus Democrat. Oh, it goes far greater than those lines of definition. It is a battle for the very heart and soul, the very culture of our country. Now, the verse that I read for you this morning appears twice in the book of the Psalms. It is found here in this 14th chapter, and it is also found in Psalm 53 and verse 1. And in that psalm, the exact same phrase is repeated. You know, when something is repeated in Scripture like this, I think we surely ought to pay attention to it. I think that's why it's repeated. God wants us to notice it. God does not repeat himself because he is senile or because he is forgetful, but because what he is saying is very important and it needs to be recognized and it needs to be received and understood. Now, we've all heard the English word atheist, atheist. That's an amazing word. Theos, the word comes from two words, theos meaning God, and then you put the A in front of it, and the A in the English language means without, or it means no, no God, or without God. And that's the definition of an atheist. An atheist is a person who lives his life without God. There have been some famous, quote-unquote, atheists through the years who have said that they were atheistic. They did not believe in God. What we have here is God saying that a person who claims to be, who says that they are without God, is a fool. That's what God says. That's God's opinion of the atheist. Atheos, no God. Now, I want you to listen very carefully. I did not fall off the pumpkin wagon last night. All right, I've been around a little while. And I got a little bit of experience, and I got a little understanding about Bible things. So I want you just to listen to me. I'm going to give you right now my opinion. This is what I believe. But what I believe has come about as a result of being in the ministry for a little while, preaching for a long time, and dealing with a lot of people for a lot of years. I personally do not believe that there is any such thing as a true atheist. I believe that there are people who say they are atheists, but they're not. You say, well, Pastor, how can you say that? I say that because if a person, in my opinion, says that they are an atheist, it is because somebody has messed with them along the way and has turned their heart against truth and against God. But I don't believe there's any such thing as a true atheist. If you're an atheist, somebody has messed with your head. Now, I say that because I got a Bible. And my Bible teaches me that when God created man, listen carefully now, this will help you. When God created man, he breathed into man's nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. God gave man a little button in his heart called his conscience, and everybody has one. Everybody has a conscience. And that conscience connects man to his creator. That conscience is our God awareness switch. So I believe that if a person gets to the place where he says there is no God, he has been led to that place by a sinful heart. The Apostle Paul came along writing to Timothy and explained to Timothy that it is entirely possible for a man or a woman to have their conscience, their God awareness switch, seared with a hot iron. That means that that their conscience is dead. If you've ever seen anyone who received a third-degree burn and they've got a scar, that tissue there is dead. It's numb. It feels nothing. And I think that it is possible for a person to be messed with in the head and to be taught and to follow the life of sin, to get so hardened in their conscience that they have no awareness of God. But God says, if you get that place, you're a fool. I didn't say it. God said it. Now, I've said this before, but I believe it strongly. You let a man say, I don't believe in God, but then let that same man stick his finger in a light socket, then you stand back and watch who is the first person he cries out to. He cries out to God. His atheism goes out the door. And there is testimony of some of the most famous atheists in the world. And when they died, you should have heard the things they said as they left this world to go into the next. It'd scare the hair off of you. And God says a man that lives his life, atheos, no God, is a fool. Now, brethren, listen to me. When our forefathers established this country, they put us under the authority of God Almighty. We were established as one nation under God. But since the end of the 1800s, For the last 120 plus years, our country has been under assault from liberalism. And a war has been waged for the soul of our nation. Liberalism seeks to remove itself from God and from God's authority. It is a worldview that is based on humanism and makes man its center instead of God its center. And God says that the person who says in his heart, there is no God, is a fool. He says that they are corrupt. He says that they have done abominable works and there is none that doeth good. And brethren, I submit to you that this is what we have been witnessing in this last election, and that's what we are witnessing right now after the election. I don't know about you, but I'm sick and tired of the political corruption. I have had it up to the eyeballs with it, and America evidently has too. Everything around the Clintons is corrupt. And everything around this Obama administration has been corrupt. At every turn of the road, corruption follows and attaches itself to liberalism. You say, I can't believe you're saying that. Well, take it by faith. I am saying it. It needs to be said. And I tell you, while I'm here, I've split my britches. I might as well just split them all the way up. It galls me, and it evidently has galled America, that they thought we were so immature and so worldly hearted and so naive as to think that bringing Beyonce and Jay-Z and Lady Gaga and Katy Perry to the platform would sway us to vote for them. That galls me. And that shows me that what we are, I mean, you bring a bunch of theos people to stand up there and ridicule me because I don't have the same theos world view as what you have. Excuse me, but I'm not that naive. Amen. And to see the corruption on Saturday Night Live, to see the corruption on CNN. I told you 21 years ago that CNN stood for the Clinton News Network. I prove my point. Atheos. Further evidence of the cultural battle that we are in. Now I want you to notice a couple of things about this atheos crowd. Number one, I want you to see the doctrine of the atheos. Look at their doctrine. David said, the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. You see, the doctrine of the atheist, of the atheos crowd, is to deny that there is a God. Now, folks, I believe in God, don't you? I don't think you'd be here this morning if you didn't. I believe in God. We believe that God It is, and we believe that God has spoken. It's called the Bible. And he has told us how to live and how to think. Now, let me give you a basic example to show you the difference between those people who are atheos and those who believe in God. The Bible says, and again, this is not complicated. It spells it out in the Bible. Thou shalt not kill. How many of you believe that? Say amen. Amen. Yeah, I believe it too. It's right there in the Bible. Thou shalt not kill, period. There are no caveats. There are no exceptions. Thou shalt not kill. But the atheos crowd says, well, wait a minute now. in the name of women's rights, it's okay to kill babies in the womb. It's okay in the womb. I mean, even this is what Hillary said, even partial birth killing is okay. I mean, where the baby, even if the baby is full term and is ready to be delivered, yeah, you can kill the child. It's in the name of women's rights. So it's okay. Well, I want to serve notice on you. My Bible says, thou shalt not kill. And there's the difference. The atheist crowd says, no, it's all right, as long as. And they put caveats on what God has said. Notice the depth of the doctrine. This verse says, the fool has said in his heart. You see, we're not talking about a head problem here with these liberals. We're not talking about a head problem. We're talking about a heart problem. Jeremiah said the heart of man is desperately wicked. Paul said that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. We're talking about the difference in hearts. And every man chooses in his or her own heart what they will believe. I told you back in the summer when I came home from vacation that I watched a little bit of the Democrat National Convention while I was away, and I was appalled at what I saw. I mean, those liberals just do not think about things the same way conservatives do. And I think I figured it out. I think I figured out what the difference is. You see, their thinking is skewed by a world view that removes God's absolutes. You take the absolutes out, there's liberalism. And absolutes is what the Bible is all about. Thou shalt not kill, period. Period. I got another one for you. This one's for Hillary. Thou shalt not bear false witness. But in the heart of someone who lives their life atheos, absolutes do not apply to them. If you lied under oath, if you cheated, if you took money from murderers and avowed enemies, if you lied to Congress in a system where there are no absolutes, then you get away with it. But in a system where there are absolutes, you go to jail. And folks, that is why Donald Trump was calling this whole thing a rigged system. Because I guarantee you, if you had done what they had done, you'd be in jail for it. Secondly, not only the doctrine, notice their doctrine, but notice the denial in their doctrine. You see, what these people say in their hearts that guides them, you got to realize what they're saying. And what they're saying is, no God. No God, no absolutes. The fool says, no God. David says, the fellow who says there is no God is a fool. He says, no God. Don't want to deal with God. The man who seeks to do anything in life without God, atheos, is a fool. Now, I'm telling you, folks, it's foolishness to live without God. When our founding fathers were trying to put the finishing touches on the Constitution, they were at odds with each other over wording. It wasn't over principle, it was over wording. And they were arguing back and forth. And they could not reach a conclusion. And Ben Franklin took the floor on a Thursday and he said, we need to break for 3 days. And each representative needs to go home and pray and fast and seek God for 3 days. And go to church on Sunday and get your church to pray for us. And then come back and finish the job. And that's exactly what they did. And we have that Constitution today because they stopped and prayed about what to write. But you see, today it's the culture that dictates decisions. Today it's political correctness that leads our judges and our politicians and our people to make all of this policy that is destroying the very foundation of our nation. Obama got on television last weekend before the election and he told the illegal immigrants that it was okay for them to go vote. Go vote, he said. We won't stop you. Terry McAuliffe, down in Virginia, the governor of Virginia, used to be a Clinton henchman. He took his pen and signed an executive order allowing 66 convicted felons in prison the privilege to vote. Thank God the court stopped him. They said, no, you can't change the law like that with your pen. But those who are atheos in their hearts despise authority. And they deny any authority. And they don't want God telling them any absolutes. And they don't want man telling them any absolutes. And that is why they can lie and deceive and cheat and commit adultery and use language that would make a sailor blush and feel no shame about it whatsoever. You see, they're the authority, not God. They are atheos. Second thing I want you to notice, not only do we see their doctrine, but secondly, notice David's description of the atheist, of the atheist. I want you to listen carefully to what I'm about to say. Don't misunderstand me here. But folks, I've told you 1,000 times, our world is completely upside down. We heard it in the song she sung a moment ago. What's right has become wrong and what's wrong has become right. It's just all backwards. God says a person who is atheos is a fool. Isn't that ironic? You see, the world sees this in a completely opposite fashion. The world's perspective on this is the exact opposite of what is God's perspective on this. God says in verse 1 that the atheos person is the fool. And the world says, oh, listen, those Christians, those believers, those churchgoers, they're the fools. It's just all backwards. You see, the world says that those of us who believe in God are the fools. The world says that those of us who are atheos are the crazy ones. And isn't it funny? The world calls themselves like professor. God says, wait a minute. It doesn't matter what you do. If you're atheos, you're a fool. And yet the world calls these atheos professors by the title professor. You've seen it, professor. You've seen it, secretary. You've seen it, congressman. You've seen it, senator. I've been down to Annapolis when Larry would have me down to pray for the Senate, and they all passed one another in the hallway. Senator, senator, senator. You ought to walk by and go, fool, 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 fool. It's backwards. Are you with me on that? I mean, go to some of these colleges where you got this Christ-hating, Bible-hating, God-hating, church-hating, Christianity-hating professor who has mocked the Bible and taught his students to laugh at God. And instead of going by professor, go by fool. That's what God says he is. It's all just backwards, folks. But I'm telling you, the day is coming when it's going to get turned around. David's description of the atheist. It's just like the world to view this matter in the exact opposite way that God views this matter. Just like the world. Paul said in Romans 1, because that when they knew God, they glorified him not as God, neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened. Professing themselves, did you get that? Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. Let me tell you, I don't care who you are, folks. We should never get to the place and never have gotten to the place where we were too big for God. When Paul was with Festus and trying to win that governor to Christ, Festus thought himself too high and uppity and too mighty and too educated. And he said to Paul, Paul, you are beside yourself. Much learning has made you mad. You know, the world thinks we're fools, but it is God who calls anyone who has said no to God the true fool. Now ask yourself this question. Would you rather think, who would you rather think you are a fool, the world or God? I would rather have the atheist crowd think me crazy than to have the God of the Bible look at me and say, why did you not believe me? Thou fool, depart from me. I never knew you. Then number three, I'm trying to hurry. I want you to notice the deportment of the atheist crowd. The deportment. Look at your Bible. You know, we tend to think of an atheist as a defiant soul who stands up and shakes his fist in the air and says, there is no God. You know, like a Voltaire. You know, there is no God. I heard about this famous atheist stood up out in the Midwest and shook his fist in the middle of a thunderstorm and shook his fist at God and said, there is no God. If there's a God up there, strike me with lightning. And he laughed and cursed at God. And then he went and got in his car and a little spider bit him on the hand. 3 days later, he was dead. God didn't need a lightning bolt to kill him. Just a little spider is all it took. And we tend to think of, when we hear the word atheist, we tend to think of those people who lift their fist and shake it in God's face and say, there is no God. But in reality, folks, listen, an atheist is any lost person. Anybody who's unsaved is atheos. You have said somewhere along the way, no, God. No, God. I mean, you've been to church and God spoke to your heart and you said, no, God. The invitation was given and you were invited to come and trust the Lord and you said, no, God. And God said, you're a fool. To reject the God of heaven. It is any person who's living a life without theos, God. Look at the rest of the verse. He said they're corrupt. The deportment of the no God people is defiling and destruction. Corruption is all they know. Murder, mayhem, violence. That's what's going on across our country now. Do you remember all of this rioting and burning of the cities when the election was rigged and went the other way? Do you remember that in 2008 and 2012? Did conservatives go and burn the cities down and march? No! But you see, it's a mindset, it's a heart problem. And we're battling for the culture right now. Oh, listen, folks, we're in trouble. We're in trouble. You say, well, Pastor, what do we do? Well, somebody needs to stand up and say, hey, here's what will change your heart. Amen. You want deportment changed? Right, here's what does it, the Bible. If we'd see a revival across this country, When Fanny was here, our friend from Florida, she book faces all the time, just constant book face. And she'd say, "Do you remember so-and-so?" I'd say, "I remember the name." "Well, here, let me show you a picture." And she'd come over and show me a picture of somebody that was on book face. And they'd say, I said, "Well, boy, I mean, that guy was an animal when we were in school. I just remember him being drunk all the time and cussing all the time and just mean as a snake. Well, he got saved. Look at him now." And there's his wife, and she's normal and got kids, and they're normal and grandkids. And I never thought normal would be anywhere near connected to that guy. What happened? They got saved. And there's probably people that look at my kid's Facebook and say, "You mean he's still alive?" Yeah, he pastors a church. And he's got kids and he's got grandkids and they're gorgeous. Look at these kids. Well, I didn't even think he'd still be here today. But I got saved. Oh, by the way, you did too. And when you got saved, you changed. And that's what's going to change America, folks. We have got to get the gospel across this land. What is needed is revival to break out in America. That's the only way you get rid of atheism. That's the only way you get rid of it, is for folks to come to God. I'm just saying that the creed of the atheos is creed that corrupts the land. It corrupts the land. And we watched in the 90s as Bill Clinton lied to the grand jury about his barnyard behavior in the Oval Office. And we watched the Benghazi hearings when Hillary said, "What difference at this point does it make?" Well, that's true to one degree, Hillary, because nothing can be done to bring those four Americans' lost lives back. Nothing can be done, but what difference does it make? Here's what difference it makes. Somebody needs to be held accountable and responsible for the murders of those four people. And nobody was. But that's what you get in an atheos society. Instead of being in jail, you get to run for president. And I can make the same argument with the email server, and I can make the same argument with the Clinton Foundation, and that has broken 1,000 different laws. You say, "Well, Pastor, what's going to be the answer for America?" It is Christianity that improves the deportment of mankind. Atheism encourages evil. The deplorable behavior in our schools today and on our streets today is not the result of Christianity in the public school, but the result of throwing Christianity out of the public school. Amen. Atheos, no God, no to God. That is why these people are in control and why they have corrupted our nation. There is no accountability. Two sets of rules, two sets of laws. Why? Because we are an atheos society. Instead of being in jail for criminal enterprise, these elitists lie and deceive and obfuscate and evade and brush aside accusations and just keep on going and doing what it is that got them where they are. Oh, may God help us to see the need to get back to truth and right. And folks, I'm telling you, that's why America voted and put Donald Trump into office. He said that he was going to drain the swamp. I don't think he'll do it. Personally, I don't think he'll do it. Because this war for the culture is huge. And if he does, man, is it going to get ugly. I hope he does it. I hope he does it. I'm going to write him a letter and encourage him to do it. But I don't think he will. But they need to prosecute the whole bunch. and say, here's our Constitution. He needs to hold that Constitution in his hand and say, here's why I did it. And if he'd do that, America would be better off. Amen. The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. The fool, the one created of God. Think of this. Given life by God. The man that lives on God's planet that God created. The man that breathes the air that God put on this planet for him to breathe. The man that eats God's abundant supply of food and yet lives his or her life without God, atheos. Man, how can you do that? May I remind you, the Lord Jesus told us about a rich young ruler. And he said this young ruler had no time for God. He had no need for God. Oh, he was too busy making his fortune. And that night, the voice of God whispered in that young man's ear and said, thou fool, tonight shall thy soul be required of thee. And my friend, one of these days, you too are going to have to stand before the God of the universe and give an account of your life. Would it not be a shame to live a long, full life, having everything money can buy, and then hear God say, thou fool, thou fool, depart from me. I never knew you. Folks, my point is, don't live your life atheos. Come to the Lord. Let God be your God.